ओम शांति, गुड इवनिंग। बीइंग टुगेदर फॉर द पास्ट नियरली 36 आवर्स, हाउ डू यू फील टुडे? What was the feeling when I came yesterday morning? And what has happened throughout the process? And now where I'm at? I talked about three types of remembrance on the first day. To make effort to remember, natural remembrance and troublesome remembrance, which actually ignites the fire. So, has the fire ignited in your heart? Has the fire ignited in your heart to such an extent that it cannot be extinguished? No fire engine can extinguish. I cannot remain separated from Baba, and Baba cannot be separated from me. I have already sacrificed. So how is your volcano? As Charlie Bhai was asking yesterday. Is it dormant? Is there smoke coming? Or the volcano has become active. What happens when the volcano is active? It erupts and throws lava. You know, the lava itself is so hot. They say that it can melt the rocks. That is the scientific explanation. The lava comes out of the active volcano, can melt the hardest rocks. So ask yourself, you know, we have invested time here, valuable time of the confluence age. It's not an ordinary thing. So, has the, you know, the volcano, the fiery form of remembrance, has become so intense that it has gone, first of all, deep into my subconscious mind and touched the seed of my sanskaras and burned into ashes, and the vibrations of that tapasya reaches like the lava, touching the hearts of many. So how many of you feel really that fire is ignited, cannot extinguish. I cannot forget Baba. Not asking Baba question. Baba, I forget you. I cannot come out of Baba's sight. How many of you feel like that? Raise your hand. Raise high. Right? What about others? Translation. Okay. You know, somebody was asking me. Yeah, sometimes I can feel it's easy to emerge love for Baba, you know, and it just becomes so intense that I just cannot hold it. It just burns like fire. That's why they say love is blind. But other times I just can't get Baba online. I try very hard. So they were asking me how to again ignite that fire of love. So I was thinking just to share a few thoughts on that. It happens sometimes to all of us in this Brahmin life. We go through different stages. So Jagdish Bhai has written a book called, you know, The Method and Accomplishment of Yoga. Yogi Vidhi and Siddhi. And in that book, he has described beautifully the four ways to emerge love for Baba and falling in love. See, to love for the sake of being loved is human. To love for the sake of being loved is angel. Angel is a being of love. So, what is the first method that we can use to allow this love emerge for Baba so that I can get lost? So the first aspect is beauty. Beauty. Admire Baba's beauty. Is Baba beautiful? He is point of light. Is he beautiful? No, they say a thing of beauty is joy forever. So that expression is connected with what kind of beauty? It's not skin deep beauty. So that is why God is beautiful. He is praised as Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. God is beautiful. His beauty lies in truth. That is why it is said, handsome is not the handsome is, but the handsome does. So if you begin to admire Baba's beauty, no? There is many times in Sakar Murli, Baba says, there is only one Hussein and we are all Hasina. So one traveler, beautiful traveler, comes and makes all the travelers beautiful like himself. So begin to look at Baba's beauty, benevolence, his act of benevolence, his truth. So when I begin to go into the depth of admiring Baba's beauty, there is no comparison. God is the source of beauty. So you will naturally fall in love. I was ugly. But by coming into contact with Baba, he's like a alchemist, philosopher's stone. Iron becomes gold. Touch enough. So touch Baba's light and you feel the beauty and it flows unto you. And second thing that makes us feel love, energy of love, is actually relationship. Even in the Laukik world, no matter how ugly a child may be, mother will love her child no matter what. Blind, deaf, dumb, whatever. But she, for her, the child is beautiful. So that is only one relationship. And we have eternal relationships with Baba. And so when I begin to go deep into relationship, I begin to admire Baba's beauty, how he sustains, how he allows us to grow by nurturing through relationships. And the third aspect is his virtues. You know, people fall in love with someone not because they are physically beautiful, not because they are physically related, but virtue. Somebody is very patient, someone is very tolerant, so they fall in love with the person because of that tolerance, admiring them. And so how I can fall in love with Baba when I begin to admire his qualities? Never-ending ocean. So that is why sometimes I describe meditation as singing, swimming and swinging. You know, make meditation entertainment. You can easily fall in love. Make it entertaining, not dry. So when you take each quality and dive deep into it, you begin to feel the love. Because there is no one as qualitative, as virtuous as my Baba. You cannot resist, you know, in front of his beauty. So, admire Baba's qualities, not repeating, but diving like. Sometimes when you sit in meditation, look at Baba as ocean of love. So take a dip in the ocean, dive deep, swim in the waves of the ocean, sometimes dive deeper, just get lost. And last but not least, emerge an attitude of gratitude. This is really very touching. You know, every morning when you wake up, from now you start this action plan. After you said good morning to Baba, first half an hour, just be grateful, just be thankful to Baba for all that he has done. You can sing songs in your heart of thanks to Baba, or you can write something that you are grateful for, and you do this for 30 days. Half an hour, attitude of gratitude. That itself is yoga. And you do this first half an hour and for 30 days. You just can't resist Baba's love. You know, this feeling of attitude of gratitude activates my heart. For how many things we are grateful. So during the day, I need to exercise my mind and intellect in these activities. So churning is not like, you know, writing down poems. Actually, embody knowledge, become essenceful. So then automatically when you sit down, the love is already ignited, the fire begins. So the proof of that is transformation. As I said in the first day, whether you saw yourself in the furnace, whether you saw yourself in the cocoon that you created for yourself, whether you saw yourself in God's womb by being sustained by God's love and God's relationship, whatever has happened for you yesterday and today, there will be some stir within. Is that right? Right? So some thing I could see which I did not see before. Not only I saw, but I also have the power to remove it and surrender it to Baba. You know, because so far we have been having self-denial. You know, putting under the carpet something and say nothing, everything is okay. But how long can I go along with that? Sometime I have to face, and it is very painful. You know, if you have a thorn in your feet, it's painful if you keep it. And it is also painful when you pull it out. What would you prefer? Would you like to pull it out? And that is also painful, but after that you are free. But because some people are scared of pulling it out, they go with it whole time. So I think this retreat should make us relief. Pull out that thorn which I have been denying and surrender it to Baba. Put it in the fire of love. That's why we call bhatti. Bhatti means fire. So you put something, it should be transformed. So I was wondering, you know, as you went through the different process, and whether you were able to create that feeling of disinterest for the thorn within and throw it out for all time. That is the proof of fire. Then only the real purity will come out. You know, in olden days in copper age, rishis and munis used to do tapasya in the cave. And they never announced where they are sitting. But even though they had yoga with the Brahm element, not with God, but their purity, their concentration was so strong that the lava, the vibration reached out to the town, and people made those vibration as the roadmap, and they were able to trace them in the place where they were sitting. So the heat, the vibrations that we emit, individually or collectively, should be able to not only melt myself, but even touch the hearts of somebody somewhere. You know? So this is why it is very important. As Charlie Bai was saying, the last face in the pyramid of volcanic experience is love. You know, I just revise what he was mentioning yesterday. That is the essence of the whole retreat, actually. If you can remember the pyramid, it starts with awareness. So, awareness is volcanic yoga, but embodiment of awareness is volcanic stage. So, awareness, not going through awareness and forgetfulness aware, that we have done it all. Now, consistency will create the intensity, and then followed by the lifestyle. You know, it is very important what you have done since morning, as he mentioned, 16 hours, that will have an impact on your meditation when you come and sit. So I need to be connected. My lifestyle should be matching with what I want to experience. I can't separate. And the third important aspect was Srimat. It is the truth that we embody makes me feel bliss. No, it's very interesting. Silence, truth and bliss are connected. You know, if you want to experience bliss, you need to have truth. And to dive into the truth, I need to have silence. So, this Srimat is a very important step in reaching to that highest stage of the volcanic experience. And relationships, all relationships. No, you can see the fire getting intense step by step. So the fire gets intense as my relationships with Baba becomes so deep. So that is what is called, you know, falling in love. To love Baba different from falling in love. A moth fall in love with the fire, flame, its identity is finished. So only the fire is seen. And then the last step, of course, is love. So just measure how much intense your love for Baba has become. You know, Baba says, of course, we all love Baba, there is no doubt. But we did not have that experience of being lost. So that is when the volcano becomes active. Fire ignites fire. Physically nothing happens, but the power of transformation happens. So check yourself, where am I at now? So let me take the inspiration to make sure that I, the soul, the seed, I have filled the seed with the sweetness of all relationships, the power of all attainments. So I am full. The more full I am, the lighter I will become, the higher I will move, and I can hold on to that state as long as I want. So this is what Baba was saying, that I need to have such controlling power and ruling power that the break, the switch of my awareness is in my hand. You know, when I think about volcanic experience, I think about four things. One is, it's a stage of authority. So I become master almighty authority like God. God is almighty authority. So I am master almighty authority. Secondly, I am master son of knowledge, radiating, spreading rays in the form of lava. And thirdly, I am master purifier. Baba is purifier, pure fire. And when I, the form of fire, merge into purifier, I become like a ball of fire, removing the impurities. And fourthly, Baba's occupation is remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness. So I become master dukkaharta sukkakarta. So this transformation through my vibration in that unlimited stage happens. So you become like a lighthouse and a mighthouse. See, one thing you must remember, when I am in that stage, others receive. I don't have to think I am giving. I just be. Just the sun, he is there. Others receive the rays. the moment I begin to think I am giving, I am grounded. So that is why it's the being stage, thoughtless, nissankalap stage, feeling that supreme peace, supreme bliss, supreme power in that home of infinite light. So I thought this evening we experience these four main attributes that makes us feel the power of the volcano. So let us spend at least some time taking each title and consider each title as a switch. Like when you push the switch, you know, you reach to the place where you want to go. So I am not going to give a long commentary. So in the beginning we take one switch and we become that and stay in that experience before we move on to the second one. Is that okay? So sit straight. Don't write anything. Feel more. Otherwise my intellect is divided here and there. So let us get into it. We will not get this opportunity again. Such a beautiful atmosphere, such a beautiful like-minded souls having the same intense desire, and it's really a very auspicious moment to get into it. Sitting here in this serene and silent atmosphere, I become aware as a living light, the soul. Totally distinct from this body. With one thought, I lift my consciousness beyond this world of matter beyond the subtle regions I am floating I enter into the dimension of golden red light, my home. I see myself in the presence of Baba. Almighty authority, all powerful one, I am connected with the powerhouse. Baba is showering me with all his powers as inheritance. I have become like Baba. Master, Almighty Authority. A conqueror, a sovereign. Vibration emitting in this awareness. Reaches out like the lava of the volcano. Filled with power, throughout the universe, I stay being the embodiment of power, the Almighty. I in my womb. The soul world. Papa, the Son of Knowledge, is showering me with his rays of light. I am bathing. I am lost. In the rays of the sun. I have become Master Son of Knowledge, radiating rays after rays. Filled with light, and these rays of light emerging is dispelling the darkness. Vibration is reaching out, removing the ignorance of darkness. Forming night into day. I enjoy this feeling, being Master, Son of Knowledge on the Unlimited. I am a pure flame I merge into the ever pure pure fire. And the power of purity from the purifier envelops me. I have become a ball of fire. I have become a ball of fire. Merged in the purifier. And this vibrations of purity is cleansing all the impurities of the world. I have become Master Purifier. Intensity of the fire of love is touching each corner of my subconscious mind. Cleansing the soul. Allowing the eternal qualities to emerge. I am like a seed in the golden red light. Emitting light like the ball of fire, just the light, I am lost. I am lost. In one. In the ocean. Power, peace, love, powerful vibrations from this gathering fills with power, love, bliss surrounds the world. I am part of this incorporeal tree. In my incorporeal world, in my incorporeal form, I, the being of light, incorporeal, voiceless, egoless soul, empowered, enlightened, rejuvenated, I slowly bring my consciousness, awareness, from the incorporeal world to the subtle region and slowly return to this corporeal world. Into my corporeal body. The easy method to experience this is to always remember, I am incorporeal soul. I have taken the support of this corporeal body in this corporeal world to play my part. I am child and master. With this awareness, I am able to be Karan Karavanhar, I the soul, perform actions, and I allow the sense organs to make it happen. With this instrument consciousness, I am able to remain detached and loving. Om Shanti. White light. We will have 15 minutes now before we have another half an hour evening meditation, and our sisters are going to distribute a paper to each one of you, and you can spend this 15 minutes reflecting. We don't call it as a feedback form, but it's a kind of reflection. You know, 5 seconds every hour to generate that energy within ourselves. Because I have to become what I was. Hum so, so hum. No, I was a soul in the soul world. I was a deity. I was a worship-worthy soul. I am Brahmin and I will be angel. In a way it is spinning the cycle, visualizing my own form. So let me wait for everyone to finish, then I just explain a little bit how we are going to practice this exercise. 5 times. 5 form exercise. 1 minute each form. So are you ready? Okay. So let me first of all explain that, you know, these, first of all, remember the 5 forms. I begin my journey from the soul world, that is my light form, light form. Then I descend to the golden age, it's my deity form, Madhyajiva. Deity adorned, deity. You can see yourself as a prince or a princess or an emperor or an empress in the golden age. So the quality that is connected with the soul world. When I am in the soul world, silence. When I come into the deity form, royalty. And when I become worship-worthy form, in the corporate, I see myself as an idol, a non-living image, totally adorned, and just like in front in the temple, the devotees are coming to have the glimpses of the non-living idols. So I am merciful. I emerge my quality of mercy, and then as a Brahmin, when I see myself in my Brahmin form, purity. Purity is the essence of Brahmin life. In the confluence age, and I see myself at the confluence age as an angel, double light. So first I would like you to draw your dress, how you see yourself. Because you have to prepare the dress. Take your notebook. You draw the 5 forms. It's like you have the 5 dress in front of you. All that you need to do is to change the dress. So see yourself, how you look like when you are a deity. Draw your dress. Prepare. You don't need to show to anybody, for yourself. we are not artists, but I can prepare, huh? Your worship-worthy form, how it looks like. A non-living image granting visions to your devotees. A Brahmin of the confluence age, an angel, end of the confluence age. So let these five forms be very clear on the screen of my mind. So when I change my address will change. So prepare your dress. Visualize on the screen of your mind my light form, my deity form, my worship-worthy form, my Brahmin form, my angel form. I am. I am light. I am a deity. I am worship-worthy. I am Brahmin. I am angel. You know, just like your dress is hanging in your wardrobe, how long it does it take to pull out one dress and change? But of course, you have to make sure this dress, body conscious dress, has to be loose. If you have loose dress, you can change dress. So that means I am just incarnation here. I am totally separate. Just like you sit in the car, you are not the car, but you are in the car. You can come in and out of the car when you want. So it's same thing, like I can change my dress whenever I want. Easy. Just like going from one room in your home to another room. Just moving, that's all. You are the same soul. Okay? So what we are going to do is, once you are ready, I will only mention, say, light form. No commentary is given. Light form means you just sit on your chair with the awareness, I the soul, I am in Parandham, suspended light form. Feel the silence. And no other thoughts. Then when I say deity form, just stand up without making noise, quietly, straight, in your deity costume with royalty. And you feel the details of the golden age. How the weather, how the nature, how the atmosphere, you are a deity in the golden age, golden and silver age. And when I say worship-worthy form, face the person next to you. That person will have the vision of your worship-worthy form. You give the vision to them. Worship-worthy form. You turn to the person next to you. And when I say Brahmin form, you 360 degrees, you turn to the behind. And when I say angel form, you face Baba. Is it clear? When I say light form, just remain seated, seeing yourself suspended in the soul world, feeling silence. Deity form, stand straight with that royalty in your deity costume, feeling the golden age vibrations. When I say worship-worthy form, turn to the person next to you with your adorned goddess, living, non-living image, bestowing blessing, merciful. When I say Brahmin form, you turn opposite, face the other side. Mm-hmm. And when I say angel's form, again face Baba. So can you make yourself free, all the bags and books and everything? You have to be totally free. Otherwise you cannot do it quickly. 1 minute, one form. To the person, one person right side, one person left side. Then only you can face each other. Okay? No, the Brahmin form, everybody at the back. Yeah. 360 degrees, that's what. Okay? Please remain seated. At 7:30 we finish. And then after 7:30 we come back here. At 8:30 have a powerful thought. Invoke Mohini Ben. Our thoughts, our love, our yoga power will bring her. And then we finish finally at 9:30 with Toli and blessing. Okay? So La Light, sirf soft music. So keep yourself free. All the bag, everything below your chair. No, nothing should interrupt. Yeah? So paper also, leave everything free. Hands. Free hands. Sit straight. Sit. Ready? Light form. Deity form. Worshipworthy form. Brahmin form. Angel form. Mm-hmm. light form. Worship worthy form. Brahmin form. Angel form. Light form. Worship worthy form. Brahmin form. Angel form. Light form. Deity form. Worship worthy form. Brahmin form. Light form. angel form. Light form. Deity form. Worshipworthy form. Brahmin form. Angel form. Now, as an angel, let me fly. The land of honey, Madhuban. With one thought, I see myself in the courtyard of Madhuban. I journey to the four pilgrimage places. Myself sitting in Baba's room in front of Baba's translite, and as I look into Brahma Baba's eyes, the picture becomes alive. I feel like meeting Baba and taking the inspiration to become Bab Samad. Enjoy the vibrations of Baba's room in the land of honey, Madhuban. Baba, bless me. Enjoy meeting Baba in his own room. As an angel, I slowly the hut. As I enter Baba's hut, I see Baba waiting for me as his friend. I experience the friendship, meeting Baba in this special room, Baba's hut. I experience the lightness. Enjoy the vibration of Bab Dada's presence in Baba's hut. I have become so light. And now as I move slowly, make my way to the history hall. I see myself seated in the history hall, seeing Baba sitting on the gati. I can hear Baba's voice echoing, "Sweet children, long lost, now found children," as the sweet versions of Baba echoes in my ears. I absorb the vibrations of this history hall. All my waste thoughts melt away. I feel so fresh. Enjoy these vibrations of knowledge, power. And now I move towards the Tower of Peace. I see myself standing in front of the Tower of Peace. Baba's subtle form appears in the Tower of Peace as Sadhguru. Baba is blessing me. I enjoy this blessing showered on me. Take the inspiration to become like a tower, unshakable, strong. As I have completed the four pilgrimage places, I, the angel, return to my Brahmin form and take a seat in your chair. Spend the next few minutes going to whichever place you enjoyed the most, going to whichever form you enjoyed the most, and stay in that experience.
हम धन्य तभी बन पाएंगे।
Many of us, actually all of us, are missing Madhuban, you know, because Madhuban means four pilgrimage places. Even if we stay in Gyan Sarovar, many of us have this feeling to visit Madhuban once a day, go to four pilgrimage places. And so I thought that as we are here in Shantivan, we can bring Madhuban close to us, or we can come close to Madhuban through the yoga of our intellect. We have the plane of our intellect, no need to wait for the car, transport, permission. Nobody can stop us from going there through the yoga of our intellect, right? We don't need accommodation. So try every morning after Amrit Vela. Go on a journey to Madhuban. Sit in Madhuban four pilgrimages as long as you want and experience the benefits so you don't miss. So in that way we can bring Madhuban closer. Even when you are in your service centers, you can bring Madhuban very close. Anything you have, any problem you have, any difficulty, anything you have, fly to Madhuban, sit in your favorite place. You know, whatever place you like, Tower of Peace, History Hall, Hut, Baba's room. So when you bring Madhuban close, you bring the vibration. Then all the circumstances change. You know, because I remember one guest who came to Peace of Mind retreat from one country in America. So after he went back, there was a coup, military coup in his country. So I know he also had a kind of a position, and when people came to shoot him, something like that, you know, he immediately disappeared from there, and he came to Madhuban and sat in Baba's room. Means through the yoga of intellect, I mean. And these people cannot see him. You know, like totally the vibration changed. And he was rescued. And then finally, he was selected to be the president of that country, it seems. So it means wonders can happen. If you practice this, you can bring the vibrations of the soul world, vibrations of the subtle region, vibrations of Madhuban, so close to you, even closer than those who live there. Sometimes they may not remember the importance of the place all the time. You know, when you live by the banks of Ganges River, you don't have value. People from all over the world go to bathe there, you see. So don't miss Madhuban. Go to Madhuban as often as you can. See the pilgrimage places and come back.